Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches use the power of no to end victimization. When I think about times in my life when I felt like a victim, I felt that I couldn't say no. For example, when I was a child, I was beaten by my brother, and I just couldn't say no because I had no power to do so. I couldn't stop the violence. When I got older, I ended up in an abusive marriage, and I couldn't say no then either. It was only when I turned to the gods that I found that power. When I was in that marriage, my husband would drain the bank account that I had put money away for food. So there were times in my life when I didn't have enough money for food. So when I turned to the gods, I got my strength back, and I was able to say no to this marriage, and I left. I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is identify your yes, your no, and where you feel like a victim. Do you relate to this? Are there people in your life that you can't say no to? Maybe it's a family member or your spouse or even your friends. People who feel like victims feel like they can't say no. If you feel like you can't say no to your boyfriend or girlfriend, you're probably trying to say yes to being a good partner. There's a definite line between being a good partner and being a doormat. People who feel like a doormat and feel victimized end up blowing up. They can end up in the hospital sick, or they can say angry words that they just can't take back. So let's focus on this insight. Identify your yes, your no, and where you feel like a victim. So instead of saying, I want to be a good partner, say, I want to be a healthy good partner. That means you have to say yes to your own time and to your own spiritual path. The second insight is make a choice to say no to make room for ritual. When I say room, I mean having the time for ritual and having the energy for ritual. That means you can't say yes to everybody's request. People who love you can get used to hearing you say no. For example, I could say, I'll take a walk with you, but then I need an hour for myself. This goes back to the idea of what do you say yes to? I invite you to take care of yourself by doing ritual on a regular basis. One way to take care of yourself is to consider my online course, Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. It's available at udemy.com. That's udemy.com. In this course, I give you all that I've learned from spiritual elders to teachers to psychiatrists and therapists and more, and my own personal experiences dealing with depression symptoms. I'm so much stronger and I feel much better now. So please check out my course now. Let's continue with our third insight. Remember, witches support their relationship with the gods. I have a question for you. How do you support your relationship with the gods? Here are a few examples of how you can do that. 1. Meditation. Meditation is a great way to meet the gods and to communicate with them on a daily basis. 2. You can conduct a ritual. This also brings you close to deity. And 3. You can gather with like-minded people like a coven or other friends from the craft, or attend an annual event. Let's pull this all together. I invite you to say yes to supporting your relationship with the gods. I invite you to say no to too many obligations. Make space for your health and your spiritual life. And if you feel like a victim, identify the yes that makes you want to say no. Make sure you make it clear to your loved ones that you want to have quality time with them. You don't want to be exhausted and then get angry at them or have resentment toward them. If you have some daily time for ritual or meditation, you'll feel more in balance. You'll feel like you're saying yes to yourself. You'll be able to say no when it's appropriate, and you'll use the power of no to end victimization in your life. Now, in summary, identify your yes, your no, and where you feel like a victim. 2, make a choice to say no to make room for ritual. And number three, remember, witches support their relationship with the gods. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at goddesshasyourback.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check them out today. Blessed be.